I have a young lady. Imua Fashions is the creation of Cynthia Keo, and she is a Nigerian currently based in Canada. She has been able to harness and intertwine African traditions and cultures in fashions and presents it successfully over the past 4 years. Cynthia Keo's love for fashion can be dated as far back as her birth date. As a child, she used to draw and sew designs for her dolls. And the mission of Imua Fashions is to present the fashion, tradition, and culture of Africa in rejuvenating class and elegance. Imua collection was first launched in Canada in 2007 with its first independent show, which was held at the Fashion District of Toronto. And okay, so joining us is Cynthia. Cynthia, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
I'm blessed. Thank you. So tell me a little bit. I know you are, you have a lot going on, right? You're a designer. You're all of your influences, or most of your influences, African, right? So let me know a little bit about how did you get into it, and why do you chose to express your African culture through your designs?
Well, I got into fashion pretty much as early as my birthdays, like I just explained, and I felt like we needed to push the African fashion within the fashion industry around the world, and I just felt like it's about time to make a statement. And I made sure I added my heritage, which is Nigeria, to my fashion line.
Okay, so you're Nigerian, but tell us a little bit about your tribe, your people, and maybe we can understand a little bit of your influence.
Well, Nigeria is very diverse. I'm actually from Benin City, Edo State. It's a small city within Nigeria. But one of the main things about Nigerians is that we use this fabric called Ankara material. We use it every day. It's like the special material that we use usually when we're going for weddings, birthday parties, church, and stuff like that, right? So that was like what I really picked out of everything. That was what I picked out to make sure I showcased whenever I did my collection.
Right. And that's directly one of their heritage, culture, your cloth from your culture. Does the colors represent anything, or the fabrics by itself?
It just speaks by itself. There's so many colors in Ankara material. It's so hard to really pick out any particular one. If you see the fabric, you can see red, blue. You can see the whole rainbow practically in one Ankara material. So it's very diverse.
Okay. So as a young person, how does your fashions get at other young people? What do they think about your fashions?
Well, it's very refreshing. A lot of people have they're looking for something new, something out of the box. So as a young person and other younger people, this is what they're looking for, because I'm young and I know what I'm looking for. So it's something fresh, something new, something that's not just out there. Something, you know,
right?
To change it up.
So would you describe it as contemporary, or have some contemporary with it?
Afro contemporary.
Yeah, you consider contemporary clothing and design, right? So what are some of the, who is the young woman you're designing for? Who is she? What kind of woman is she? What kind of woman would love Imua Fashions?
Well, it's definitely a strong woman, a woman that is not scared to express herself, and a woman that really do understand herself as an individual, understands her heritage and where she's coming from. That would be Imua Fashions.
All right. So I understand that next week you have an upcoming event.
Yes,
and,
I do.
Okay, so let our listeners know what your event's about.
It's our fourth annual fashion show, and we're going to be showcasing our collection that will be sold for this summer. We're doing it this way. We're doing it as a gallery show as opposed to a runway show, so that our audience will be able to go really close to the fabric and feel it and know what it feels like. And it's going to be on the 9th of June. It's a Thursday night. It's going to be on the 9th of June, and the show starts at 8 p.m. Admission is free to the show, so everybody's invited. We're going to also have things on sale that night. We're going to have clothes, bags, jewelry, everything is African inspired. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Nice.
It's going to be something different. We're also going to have home decor, which is really, really, it's something rare too. So
is that also African inspired, the home decor kind of?
Yes, it is.
Very interesting.
And we're actually doing it in a gallery. It's right on Queen and Ossington. It's called the Stephen Bogart Gallery and Camera.
Say it again.
Stephen Bogart.
Yes.
Gallery and Camera.
Okay. And the location?
It's 1028 Queen Street West. It's right at Queen and Ossington.
1028. And what time does it start?
It starts at 8 p.m. and we're going to run through till 11 p.m.
And that's June?
June 9th and Thursday night.
Thursday, June 9th. So if they want more info, if they want to check out what you do and get more info, where should they go?
Well, you can go on my website. It's muafashions.com.
Spell
that's
it for them.
muafashions.com. Or you can just call Pauline at 416-320-0551.
And an email?
It's emuafashions, E-M-U-A fashions, at gmail.com.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me today, Cynthia.
Thanks for having me.
Not a problem.
Okay, have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.